As it relates to the VA healthcare system, dealing with the backlog that has plagued it and problems of questionable practices that have been uncovered, a lot has happened this week. In the latest move, Florida's 1st District Congressman Jeff Miller of Shamukla, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, convened a hearing today to examine the bureaucratic barriers to care for veterans.
The VA healthcare system and the bureaucratic behemoth that accompanies it is complex, and its problems are even more complex.
In his opening remarks, despite all the issues, Miller said he was confident the majority of VA's workforce endeavors to provide veterans with high-quality health care, but he says they've been failed by VA leadership.
And correcting those failures is going to take a lot more than the Band-Aid fixes the department has proposed thus far. It's going to take wholesale systematic reform of the entire department, starting with holding senior staff accountable.
Among the witnesses called to testify at the hearing was Dan Collard, chief operating officer for the Studer Group, an internationally recognized healthcare consulting firm based in the Pensacola area.
As the public has watched the VHA issues unfold over the past 60 days, it's clear that the tolerance for variance is chief among its ailments. The amount of variance and the lack of willingness to standardize leadership has created an unfortunately predictable outcome. As we would say, what you permit, you promote.
In answering Congressman Miller's question as to the greatest single barrier within the VA to providing timely health care, fellow witness Tim McLean, president of Humana Government Business, agreed with Collard in pointing to the need for standardization.
You've all heard it. If you've seen one VA, you've seen one VA. And there is too much, flexibility or variability in how services are delivered and how veterans can access services at each of the VA facilities.
The VA healthcare system as a whole has been in the spotlight for the past couple of months as House committee investigations uncovered evidence suggesting that at least 40 veterans had died while waiting for care at the Phoenix VA healthcare system and that the number of deaths across the country could be as high as 60. The investigation also revealed lengthy delays in care and manipulation of scheduling data at the facility. An internal audit released this week confirmed additional such problems with scheduling and long waits throughout the system. Again, Congressman Miller.
More than 57,000 veterans have been waiting for care or their first medical appointment, and an additional 64,000 veterans who have enrolled in the healthcare system over the last 10 years never received the appointment that they requested.
The audit flagged 112 VA healthcare facilities nationwide for further investigation, and that includes the Joint Ambulatory Care Center in Pensacola and the outpatient clinic at Eglin Air Force Base, which are among four of the five facilities in the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System that are on the list. Jerron Barnett is a public affairs specialist for the Gulf Coast region.
The scheduling inconsistencies was one of the major focuses of the audit teams, just to see if we're doing the scheduling correct by the book, by the guidelines, and if we weren't, fix those problems. But if there was any suspected misconduct in scheduling, that was going to require further review, and we're waiting for the exact details on that. And if that exists for VF Gulf Coast, we're going to fix those problems, no doubt about it.
In fiscal year 2013, the VA healthcare facilities at Pensacola and Eglin served nearly 40,000 veterans across the region. According to Nancy Weaver, Associate Director of Outpatient Operations for the Gulf Coast System, at Eglin, the average wait time for new patients to get their initial appointment with a primary care doctor is 31 days from the date of contact. And for new patients at the Pensacola facility, the wait time for an initial doctor's appointment is 28 days. Again, Jerron Barnett.
No veteran should have to wait an extended period of time to get the care that they've earned and deserve. So the data is what the data is, but we've got an opportunity to improve care and access to care to veterans, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Barnett says the Gulf Coast system has already made some improvements by aggressively stepping up their efforts to recruit medical personnel to fill vacancies at Pensacola, Eglin, and other facilities across the region, including Panama City, Mobile, and in Biloxi, Mississippi. In other developments, the FBI has announced the opening of a criminal investigation into the Department of Veterans Affairs. Also, the Senate and House have passed bills to address the issue of VA healthcare accessibility. On Tuesday, House Resolution 4810, introduced by Congressman Miller, passed the full House without amendment and without opposition. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.